More people in Florida are getting vaccinated against COVID-19 after lagging rates earlier this summer contributed to the state's record surge in cases. But health experts say there's still a long way to go. Stephanie Colombini with member station WUSF reports from Tampa.
Health workers administered COVID vaccines on a recent evening outside an African Methodist Episcopal church at a community outreach event in the Tampa Bay area. A DJ bumped dance music as neighbors and church patrons socialized and munched on Southern comfort food from a local food truck. Reverend Clarence Williams took the mic to urge people to get their shots.
Come and be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem.
18-year-old Christian Davis took him up on the offer. He sat in a folding chair with a small Band-Aid on his upper arm after a nurse gave him his first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Being young and healthy, Davis says he didn't think he needed the protection when COVID cases were going down.
But now that they're going back up, I'm like, okay, let me keep myself safe and my family safe and friends around me safe and just get the vaccine.
Florida's recent surge in cases also drove 39-year-old Courtney Poole to get vaccinated and to have her teenage daughter do so, too. Poole says the newness of the vaccine made her hesitate. She wasn't sure if it was safe.
Because I didn't know enough about it, and I was kind of nervous.
Then her kids had COVID scares at summer camp, and a family member recently tested positive for the virus. Most of Poole's other relatives have been vaccinated for a while and started laying on the pressure.
When we get together, they're like, did you get the vaccine? And I'm like, no, not yet. So, my mom was reluctant to, like, hug me, like, oh, you didn't get the vaccine. If I sneeze, she's like, uh-uh, put on the mask.
Only one of Poole's kids is eligible to get vaccinated. The rest are too young. One reason she decided to ultimately get the shot was to protect them. Florida's vaccination rates had slowed in June, but things are picking up again as the highly contagious Delta variant runs rampant across the state. In the past 4 weeks, the average number of weekly vaccine doses administered in Florida rose by 37% from what it was the 4 weeks before that, according to state numbers. Epidemiologist Jason Salami with the University of South Florida says it's a good bump, but not enough.
We have nearly 8 million people of vaccine eligible age in our state that are not yet fully vaccinated.
And Salami says even if most of those people got shots tomorrow, it'd be weeks before they're fully protected. He says the rise in vaccinations highlights the importance of educating people about the vaccine's safety and efficacy and the importance of removing access barriers. But with hospitals overwhelmed and infection rates likely far higher than what's reflected in testing, Salami says those efforts alone won't get the state far.
So encouraging vaccination, again, that's hugely important for our long-term strategy, but we've got to couple the encouragement of getting vaccinated with wearing a mask and socially distancing, because that's the best way we can block transmission right now.
That's a tall order for Florida, where a large part of the community's long resisted masks and state leaders have vocally opposed requiring them, even making it illegal in many places. Salami acknowledges everyone is sick of living with COVID, but it's the reality right now. He says with vaccination rates rising and more people developing some form of infection-acquired immunity, Florida's numbers are bound to come down soon. But the more people act now, he says, the fewer will needlessly suffer and die. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.